This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said two Vande Bharat sleeper trains will be launched soon. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said the first train has cleared all the tests and trial runs and the second train is likely to be completed by the middle of next month. He said the two trains have to be launched together to ensure regular services on an overnight journey. Manufactured by BEML using Integral Coach Factory technology, the Vande Bharat sleeper train will comprise 16 coaches, segmented into AC first class, AC two tier and AC three tier. It will be able to carry 1,128 passengers and operate at a top speed of 180 kilometers per hour, making it one of the fastest overnight train services in the country. The Railway Minister also announced 12,000 special trains to be operated during Diwali and Chhath festivals from 1st of October till the 15th of November.
This year, a target of 12,000 special trains was set. So I would like to say with great satisfaction that out of these 12,000, 10,000 trains have already been notified, even before the peak rush of October. This has never happened in the history of Indian Railways. Around 150 trains will be totally unreserved, meant for last-minute movement. Another 50 trains will be notified in the next 2 to 3 days. The movement of special trains will begin from October 1st and will continue till around November 15th.
India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Kshitij Tyagi, India's permanent mission to the UN in Geneva, said that Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support. He also highlighted that Pakistan has a polity which is stifled by military dominance and a human rights record stained by persecution. Mr. Tyagi further said that Pakistan must find some time away from exporting terrorism, harbouring UN-proscribed terrorists and bombing its own people. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdel Latif Laudi has jointly inaugurated India's first overseas defence manufacturing facility set up by Tata Advanced Systems Limited, TASL, in Barshid yesterday. Describing the inauguration as a historic moment in the evolving strategic partnership between India and Morocco, Mr. Singh said, India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat is not merely to manufacture its own needs, but to develop capabilities that allow India to become a credible source of advanced technology and high-quality products for the world. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved the procurement of major pulses and oil seeds in Uttar Pradesh and Gujarat. Chairing a high-level virtual meeting yesterday, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the entire procurement process must be transparent, digital and farmer-centric. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 at a grand ceremony in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohan Lal has been honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The first Best Feature Film Award was given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award was presented to Kathal, a jackfruit mystery. National Centre for Medium Range Weather Forecasting signed a Memorandum of Understanding with commercial arm of the Department of Space, New Space India Limited, in New Delhi yesterday. The MOU aims to establish two direct broadcast network stations, one in Delhi NCR and the other in Chennai, as part of the Mission Mausam project. In the men's T20 Asia Cup cricket tournament, Pakistan defeated Sri Lanka by 5 wickets in the Super 4 clash held at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi, UAE. Chasing a target of 134 runs set by Sri Lanka, Pakistan made 138 for 5 in 18 overs. The victory reignites Pakistan's aim to qualify for the Asia Cup final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.